Yo, 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 it's the P-Dot Show. I am your host of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Let's go.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, welcome, baby.
Welcome to another episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast, Season 7, the Season 7 of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast, episode 124. That's ciento veinticuatro. Hey, let's go. Welcome back to an episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, the P-Dot Show. Welcome back, man. It feels so good to be back, but I'm gonna tell you right now, this is gonna be a different type of show today. I don't have my headphones. I have my headphones. Let me correct that. I have my headphones, but the headphone jack went out on my Rodecaster Pro today. So since it went out, I am left to do this show without being able to hear myself. So I'm about to really test my skill, my will, and just let God continue to show the way, because right now, I've never done a show where I can't hear the audio back to myself. So today's episode is called Closed Mouths Don't Get Fed. Closed Mouths Don't Get Fed. And I named that for a couple of reasons, because, and I'm going to keep this short and sweet today. I'm just going to tell you right now, I've had a crazy busy day, but Closed Mouths Don't Get Fed came to me, and I just had to give myself some grace. So if you are out there today, whatever you're going through, no matter if it's on your job, if it's personal, anything of that nature, anything that's outside of the ordinary that makes you feel uncomfortable or has put you in an uncomfortable situation, give yourself some grace. You're doing a good job. You're doing what's necessary for you right now, just right now. And you're going to use that as a strong structure. Man, I tell you, like, you got high-cost dreams. You need to have high-cost structures if you're going to have high-cost dreams. So you need to make sure that you supply yourself with the right material, the right people to make sure that your life can go in a way that you can remain present. Just remain present. And, you know, there are a lot of things that we go through that we don't give ourselves grace on, like this just dad thing, right? I'm just going to say it like this. Like, I don't give myself enough credit because I'm killing it, you know. I get the girls up. I get them ready in the morning, you know. Like this morning, just take for instance this morning. I got up. I prayed. I meditated. I'm up at 3:30, 3:45 every day, and I get up. They all in my room. They don't want to go to sleep in their room, so they're in my room, and I'm just looking at them as I'm praying and I'm meditating, and I'm just firing my inner self that this morning, because I know that no matter what, I have to be there for them, and no matter what, you need to be there for yourself, and you are your loudest cheerleader, regardless if you know it or not, because the things you say out loud is what your brain takes internally. So you use the words you use currently. You need to be present and use your words in a precise way to give yourself grace and to help yourself understand that you're doing a good job. So this morning I got up, I prayed, I meditated, and I just was just thanking God for being present and giving myself grace, because I beat myself up so many times, and so often I hear other people who beat themselves up as well because they feel like they're not doing enough. But I feel like it's this dad thing. I'm killing it. Like, I got up this morning. I got everybody ready. Got them up. Did their hair. Fixed breakfast. Fixed their lunches. Got their clothes together. Ironed them. Did everything that was necessary. Packed their lunches. And I give them, you know, notes to let them know that I, you know, I love them. And I want them to have a great day. And at each drop-off this morning, there's 3 drop-offs. So each drop-off, I'm just saying, like, when I say closed mouths don't get fed, I need to make sure that I'm using my words to my girls correctly, too, every single day. So if I close my mouth, I can't feed them the information that they need to receive from me. You know, we tell each other all day, every day that we love each other, but it's the words that you pour out into your children is the ones that they receive. So I feed them positivity. I feed them grace, because we're not perfect. No one walking this earth is. And the more I realize that, the more that I can be present for them. So when I say closed mouths don't get fed, it's just more than an opportunity for yourself or to benefit you, but it's to benefit your children as well, to benefit the ones around you, the ones who look forward to you giving them concise information, constructive criticism, whatever it is. You know, I said before, this episode right here is just like the ones like Sacred Circle, General Manager, things of that nature. And also check out Moths and Butterflies. That's a very deep, in-depth episode where I talk about, you know, moths and butterflies. You know, you start off with the caterpillar phase, but it all depends on where you're located, what you go through, that depend on if you're going to be a moth or a butterfly. But it's all about the cocooning process. So you got to give yourself these words of intent, you know, and discernment must be a vital part of the process. So, and give courtesy to people. You know, it's just a common courtesy to be kind. So feed that out to the people, feed that out to the world. You know, so when I got up this morning, I got them all ready, and I sat back and I just looked back and was like, dude, you killing it, bro. Like, you killing it. Like, you're doing things in a manner that your girls will not just love and respect what you're doing. And I'm glad that I'm able to even say this now. They're all sleeping right now. They're sleeping. I know, once again, we're going to be in the car, and they're looking at me right now. I can bet you right now they're going to be looking at me. And they were like, Daddy was really talking about us on the show. It was like, I love you girls. You girls are my everything. So as we're riding in the car, I want y'all to know that Daddy loves you. You know, Princess Ayanna Zayel, Princess Farrah Parker, and Princess Carlise Love, who has a birthday in about 21 minutes. It's her third birthday. My baby turns 3 today. Well, tomorrow. At the time of this recording, she's still 2. But I just want to give you shout out. And look what happened. Life be lifing. And Farrah said that. She said, Daddy, I think your sign might be messed up. Hold on, see? Farrah said, Daddy, I think your sign might fall. She said, what if it falls during the show? I said, Farrah, the type of day Daddy has had, I'm giving myself more grace. So if you're watching this and you saw that, hey, we in this together. But give yourself that grace. Give yourself that love. Because like I said, when I was sitting back and I was just looking at that, I was like, man, like you get up, you get these girls ready. You pick them up from school. You go over homework with them. You go into the basketball games. You picking them up for tutoring. Farrah's ahead of the Girls Society Club. You know, Ayanna's in basketball. She's on the 7th and 8th grade basketball team. You know, Carly's in daycare, but she's making friends. And I'm just watching the evolution of my girl. So, you know, closed mouths don't get fed. I'm not going to make it solely about my girls, but they are my world and they are who I am and they are my makeup and they're a representation of me and what I do and everything that I do for them. So speaking on another front, it's just that you got to give yourself that opportunity, because I've missed out on plenty of opportunities in life because I don't open my mouth, whether it be for work or whether it been in a relationship or a situationship, whatever it is, you know, I would hold back my feelings to make sure I cater to someone else's. But in all, you need to be there for yourself. I said again, you need to be there presently for yourself, because no one is going to do for you like you would do for yourself. People will say they will, and sometimes they can show a lot of effort to where you may think that that's a possibility. But fact of the matter is, you have to be your loudest cheerleader. You have to be the loudest person, because a lot of times when you're saying these things, I told you, your brain is always listening. You know how you always say our phones are always listening? It's the same thing. Your brain is always listening to the things that you say. So closed mouths don't get fed. Feed yourself the opportunities that you thought that you couldn't possess, the job that you wanted, the position that you wanted, the girlfriend, the boyfriend, the situation, whatever it is that you wanted, it doesn't matter. Make it happen. Because if you don't say something, no one will know. I've missed out on job opportunities. I'm telling you right now, I kick myself a lot of times when I sit back and I think about the opportunities that I've passed up, because I've let anxiety have its place. I've let anxiety have a room in my house where it doesn't need to be. You know, a lot of times you let these things into your house and you've given them a key, you've given them access. So you're giving yourself, you're giving these feelings that you don't want. You're giving them access to who they are for you. So it's like, wait a minute, if I deny the access, and that can be a person in your life, you just start, you need to start denying access to people, not necessarily because they don't bring value to you, but is that you're devaluing what I'm doing, or you just don't see what it is that I'm doing right now. That opinion, even though it may be value, is not necessary. And even if you still feel as if you need to do that, that's understandable. But understand when there's a disconnect, understand why. So just be there for yourself. Be present for yourself. You have to put these things out into the world. Like I said before, closed mouths don't get fed. So if you don't feed this person what you're trying to portray, or what you're going to portray, so there's no need to project. Just be upfront and honest. These things have to be said. You have to have uncomfortable conversations to get comfortable, even if that's with yourself. Everyone needs direction, even if it's to find themselves. Like, how else are you supposed to do this thing that you got called life? Everyone needs direction. So start speaking positively around to yourself. And then once you realize within yourself, you start giving it to other people. And then it becomes a domino effect of positivity. Like, that's exactly how life works. You know, it works for some differently than it does for others. But that's why I say you have to have a certain nucleus around you. Start feeding, you know, positivity. Just feed positive notions to people, because this is what life is about. It's about being kind. Kindness goes a long way. I know some people may feel as if, you know, I'm going to be rude. I'm going to be this type of way to a person. But that, like, when I was doing that and I was trying to be the villain and everything like that, it didn't work for me. That's why I can't hold grudges. I can't stay there long. People, they ask, well, how do you get over things so fast? I just can't stay there. You know, I have my moment. I have, you know, just like the next human being, but I access, I internalize, and then I keep it moving because I have to keep going. Just like today. Today is day 320 of my run streak. 320 days. Right now, I'm at 897 miles, 897.4. So I'm almost at 900 miles. I plan on getting to 900 miles tomorrow when I go out for the run with my girls in the morning, because it'll be Carly's birthday. We're going to go to the trail. We're going to run around just a little bit, get my miles in. Right now, this is day 320, so we're at 45 days. So tomorrow will be 44 days left in the year. Just for context purposes, put forth a goal that you want to do for the rest of the year. If you're listening to this podcast right now, it's 45 days left in the year right now, but we're headed to 44. But it's 44 days left in this year. How about you put forth a couple goals to make sure you can get them done? Just do it. Like I said, this episode is going to be nice and short and sweet. It wasn't going to be long, but closed mouths don't get fed, man. Like I said, I've missed out on many opportunities because I haven't opened my mouth. Open your mouth. Listen to me very closely. Open your mouth. If it's that job you want, if it's that position you want, if it's a person you want, just be vocal. You'd rather put it out there and let it be known than just let assuming and assumptions and, you know, things of what other people can say misconstrue the situation, because now you're letting other people portray a situation for you that you really didn't intend. So it's more about knowing who you are, knowing what you want, and then pushing the button forward. That's what life is about. That's what life should be about for everyone. But this is why I'm a vessel, and I'm here to just help people understand that I've seen certain things, and I want people who have seen certain things help me as well, because it's just a domino effect. Positivity, everyone helping each other out, being there for each other, loving each other, having your village, and your village taking care of the people, and the people taking care of the other people who want to join the village. It feels good, man. But like I said, this is, I got to get back to daddy duty. You know, I'm going to make sure my girls are good. I have laundry to do. I got laundry. I got Carly's gift is in the back. It's just a lot for today. Like I said, my baby will be 3 years old. I got to get them up and get them ready for school in the morning. Well, we're going to be, I think we may have like a ditch day, so. You know, I'm that type of dad. We can have a ditch day, and we ain't gotta do that. They work so hard, they get all good grades and, you know, good remarks. So it's like, why not reward them with having some fun, especially on a Friday? Like come on, that's where it's at. Like, be that, set different trends and different things with the kids amongst yourselves. Like, have fun, spread love. It's all about spreading love with me. Like that's what it is. I can't hold on to grudges. I can't hold on to ill feelings because it takes too much out of me. It takes me out of the person that I want to be. So think about that with yourself. If you're surrounding yourself with people who, then I'm not saying they're just not for you, but you need to reposition the concept of the relationship. Like start there. Like start where you like, you know what? See where how much you value the relationship and how much you need to be a part of this daily. If it's not daily, then you need to just start separating that so you can allocate time for the things that really matter to you. Not saying that person doesn't matter, but everyone has seasons for where they can play their role and then they play it well. It's just the same thing in sports. Like the team always wants to make sure that they put the best people in place regardless of feelings. Because what happens when people get traded in these leagues? They're like, man, it's not personal. It's business. Treat your life like a business. Like I told you last week, treat your life like a salary cap. If all you got is $70 million for the salary cap and this person is exceeding the salary cap, they're over your budget. You don't need it. If you're over $10 million over the budget, they're like, wait a minute, this is causing us $10 million in losses. How about we cut our losses and so we can start maintaining and then get some gains? That's what life is about, getting the right type of people around you so you can elevate every season. That's how people get more money when they hoop, man. That's exactly how they do it. It's like you need to get better every single season, and then the team puts people in place who are good at those positions to help them elevate to championship levels. It's the same thing in life. Treat your life the exact same way. I told you, you are the first person that sees the talent. You're the scout. So once you go ahead to the scout, you start telling people on the team about that. You know, you tell the GM, like, hey, I think this person that we should look at because they can be beneficial to our team, to our process, to our scheme, whatever it is that we got going on, they can help build what we got going on. Closed mouths don't get fed. You need to start saying that to people. Start elevating yourself around to the people who are naturally, not naturally, but just good at the things that you are interested in. Like you can't talk to your everyday friend who you may want to be in forensics engineering or whatever it is. And you can't talk to your childhood friend about that. You can't talk to the ones that are around you because they're not interested in that. Not saying that's a bad thing. That's just not their lane. But you need to surround yourself around people who are in tune and inclined on what it is that you want to learn. Anything that you want to learn about, whether it be financial literacy, whether it be sports, whether it be journalism, wherever that these things are, you need to just get yourself and just soak and just get it all in, like infiltrate that mindset to be around the people who are interested in the things that you're interested in, and that becomes your village. Your village starts to help you grow, and if they really want you to win, they'll help you go places you've never been before. So, hey, they said the math is math, man. I appreciate that, Jerry. So it's like, All of this stuff is happening at one time, but we just need to give ourselves some grace. I said it before, I said it again. Give yourself some grace. You are doing a good job, man. God told me today, which is like, Pat, relax. Give yourself a pat on the back because you are doing a good job with what you have. And what you don't have, I'm going to help you understand how to get more. So with that being said, know that I love you. There's nothing you can do about that. Tune in next week. I'll be back again, even though life was life in. I started the show late today, but I appreciate it. Everyone who came in on the stream, everybody who's been on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook Live, StreamYard, I appreciate you all. I appreciate for this show to still be streaming in 65 countries and counting. I promise you, I can't do this without you all. I love that, you know, and go to Meek's Vegan Kitchen in Palos Heights. Go check them out. Tell them I sent you, man. I don't know what that's going to do for you, but just they just got good food anyway. So know that I love you. It's nothing you can do about that. And I'm out, baby.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Let's go.